try again, you must be over the moon.
Absolutely, didn't let it. As I was saying earlier, gentlemen and boys, this journey started for us realistically back in January with a meeting in our kitchen or our dining room. I got myself and Mac and the boys together and tied this whole package together to say, look, you know, after the harvest went and stuff last year, I thought there was another goal left of me at this rally, and we had the machinery almost tweaked up at that stage. And put the effort on physically, fitness wise, I had to get myself in tune, and we got that done with Miguel. I'm very proud of what you've done with me. We got a stone bit off me and got me really fit and got me mentally fit. And we started realistically in from, I suppose, from Monaghan, and showed we had real pace to go and go to the top of this one. And that's where I got the belief for ourselves to go ahead the whole way.
And as always, the National threw up so many battles, the lead kept changing hands, and really, four or five people could have won it.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, when you had from word go, fair play to young Kevin, he was unfortunate to go off, but he put up some fight as well while he was going. I knew he was going to be a big threat for it, because I watched him all year. Kevin Galler, what do you say about Kevin? He's unbelievable. To get that down and working the way he got it working so early on Friday, and to put up such a fight this morning, again, he was unfortunate. But in fairness, Kevin still won. It's Kevin's engines in this car, and fair play to him, he's still like first and second in the National as well with two engines. So I know there's a one left, them boys left in this rally yet. They've years left in them yet, but it's our turn this time.
And from a Donegal perspective, couldn't be much better.
Oh, hey, what about it? Manus won it for the second time. Mm-hmm. Him and Lance Woolleyman, me originally at Lance Woolleyman. I think it's been a long party this week.
Great, listen, well done. Thanks a million.
Thanks.
Well, Declan Gallagher, you really gave it your best shot and not too far off it in the end.
Not too bad, no, there was no catching Damien, to be fair to him. You know, he played a blinder all weekend. We wouldn't have caught him, just, and that's, you know, fair play to him. Good luck to him for winning it. I'm very happy to get, if somebody said that it would be second at the end of the rally, I would have took it no bother. But look at John McCarthy, came up from Killarney, fair play to him, he done a brilliant job in the notes. Everything went well, the car went well, the tyres were good, you know, the car never missed a beat, and I just can't thank everybody enough. So many people that I have to thank to get us even to the rally and during the rally. We enjoyed the whole weekend, and it's good to be at the end.
Ryan Loughlin, third overall in the National. You would have settled for that at the start?
Oh, without a doubt. We would have settled for a top 10 or a top 5 finish even at the start. No, to finish there, and they were definitely over the moon. Went over the moon, definitely.
So the highlights for you during the 3 days?
Just the rally itself, the atmosphere, everything about the whole rally in general, stages, everything. Just fantastic rally.
And the National battle, it's so intense, because there could have been 7, 8, 9 people in contention, one or two people drop out, and suddenly you're back into the field and up at the leaderboard, and it's a great event within event.
Unbelievable. Like this year, even at the start of the rally, like there was probably 20 to 25 people could have easily won this rally, like, you know, so it's, no, definitely with the modified battle, was definitely one to watch. Like.
And just a word on the crowds and the organisation?
Superb. Big crowds, as you can see around here, massive crowds, and the organisation of the rally was superb.